Hachette Audio presents Ironhearted Violet, written by Kelly Barnhill, read by Simon Vance. In memory of Mary Rue, who has gone on, loved in this world, loved in every world. Chapter 1. The end of my world began with a story. It also began with a birth. Princess Violet, last of that name, indeed the last princess at all to be born in the Andulan realms, was not a pretty child. When she was born, her hair grew in tufted clumps around her pink and yellow head, and her mouth puckered to the side whenever anyone peeked into her cradle. Her gaze was sharp, intelligent, and intense, leaving the visitor with the uncanny feeling that the royal infant was sizing him up, assessing his worth, and finding him wanting. She was the type of child whom a person wanted to impress. Interesting, yes. Intelligent, most certainly. But not a pretty child. When she was 5 days old, her round face broke out in a rash that lasted for weeks. When she was 12 weeks old, the last of her feathery black hair drifted away, leaving her skull quite bald, with a lopsided sheen. Her hair grew back much later as a coarse, crinkly, auburn mass, resistant to braids and ribbons and almost impossible to comb. When she was 1 year old, it became clear that her left eye was visibly larger than her right. Not only that, it was a different colour, too. While the right eye was as blue as the Western Ocean in the earliest morning, the left was grey, like the smoke offered to the dying sky each evening by the magician.